Arkansas.An Anime Diet audio column about anime, religion, and ethics. This Christian moment is brought to you by Michael Huang, because seminarians can't ever stop preaching. Issue 1, Boku Rano and the Art of Dying Well. The pre-modern Christians emphasized the importance of dying well. It was believed that the manner in which a person died,especially his or her final moments, would not only determine that soul's destination in the afterlife, it was also often a summation or a judgment of that person's character. We see something similar going on in a thought-provoking recent anime called Boku Rano. Early death lies at the very heart of that story, in which several children have been chosen to pilot a giant robot in order to save the world. Doesn't sound very unique, right?But there's a catch. Piloting the robot kills them. It comes at the cost of their very lives. The first two children aren't aware of this, but the later ones are, and that shapes the characters and the narrative for the remainder of the show. The show is really ultimately about the nearness and the certainty of death. Is this anime, or is this an Ingmar Bergman movie?In one respect, the children are actually quite lucky. Unlike many of us, they know how they will die, and that it will be very soon. The exact moment when they will be called to pilot that robot, that death robot, is unpredictable. But it is certain, and it's an identifiable moment. And now, if there's one thing that the medievals were frightened of, it was the prospect of unexpected, sudden death. The children, at the very least, are spared that.But that's little comfort to most of the kids. We find it almost unbearably cruel to watch children, middle school-aged children, face questions that tormented even the greatest philosophers and theologians. Questions like, in the face of certain death, is there any meaning to my life? Has my life up to this point been a huge waste? Does my death mean anything? Am I going to be sacrificed for people who don't deserve it? The thing is,This is, of course, really just a human condition and the most important human questions, asked in microcosm and with accelerated time. After all, one of these days we are going to have to face these questions. The mortality rate has always been, and still is, 100%. So how do we react to the fact of our death?The different children's reactions to their doom runs the gamut of human emotion. From self-pity to stoicism, from determined heroism to desperate criminal clawing at one's long desired for object, to regret for wasted opportunities and a desire to atone for one's past. Even if the characters aren't aware of it, we the viewers are, that the last moments of every child's life in this story,are often the defining ones. The book is sealed after they are done with piloting and done with life. Their story is written, and the manner in which they face their deaths is a measure of who they were. As a Christian, I'm reminded of another story about a man who was called to die on behalf of the world. The children in Boku Rano instantly know,with no uncertainty, when they are being called to pilot and to die. Jesus, too, knew when it was in his time. And when he was called, he went into a garden and he said, not unlike many of the children, "There's some other way, Father. Please, take this cup away from me." He said that because he was afraid, like any of us would be, if our suffering and death was just around the corner.The Gospels record his last moments in greater detail than any other part of his life, and they did that because they do in fact tell us what kind of person he was. In his last moments, Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He asked this because we all ask this. when we live in a world where even today children are drafted against their will as soldiers, and their time is cut short well before they deserve. They ask this because we don't understand why there is no end to the suffering and to the mystery of death, and it's the kind of mystery that doesn't fill us with awe and wonder, but fills us instead with horror and loathing, and the terrifying sense that at the bottom of it all, maybe, there's only nothing. But then Jesus also said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." What kind of man would say that to the very people who'd crucified him, who'd mocked him, who'd beaten him? An extraordinarily good, kind, and generous man, perhaps? Certainly. And there have been many, many people that way in this world, filled with love for their fellow human beings. But I think there's something else, too. So many of the children faced the prospect of a death that they did not choose. "Why must I die? Why me?" one character, who has suffered so much humiliation in his life, bewails. Jesus, on the other hand, was able to say, "No one takes my life away from me. I lay it down willingly. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it back up." The mockings, the beatings, the crucifixion, the death. Jesus asked for their forgiveness because, truly, they did not know what they were doing. They thought they were putting an end to a troublemaker. They were wrong. They were dealing with someone who could instead take it all back from the grave, back from meaninglessness and futility, back from the last enemy, the last boss, if you will, death himself. It's true. We can sometimes understand what a person is like in the way that he dies. But what do we say about a person who dies and then lives again? St. Paul does tell us something. He said, because Jesus was humble enough to die on the very worst form of execution that the Romans could dish out, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. The Christian confession is that when we see Jesus, we see God himself. That's who we see in the way this man died. For the world. For the earth. This Christian moment was brought to you by Michael Huang, because seminarians will always find an excuse to preach. You are listening to Art and Soul No. 1, Boccherano and the Art of Dying Well. Disclaimer, this meditation was only based on watching the first 7 episodes of Boccherano. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy at all, think about such things. Until next time.